This is Charlie Bernhout with 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This 1 hour will be an interview that I had just a few days ago with Chazan Yudi Cohen. So let's go right to that interview. I'm very pleased to have with me on the phone from Johannesburg, South Africa, Chazan Yudi Cohen. We'll be hearing something about his background and some of his wonderful recordings. Shalom, Yudi.
Shalom, Charlie. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be speaking with you from a sunny, warm, blue sky Johannesburg midwinter day.
I've never made it there, but I think someday I'll have to come down. Tell us first a little bit about yourself. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in London in a place called Stamford Hill. It has over the years now become, well, even when I was a child, it was a very big Haredi community there. And I grew up there, and I grew up in a Chabad home, in a Lubavitch home. And I studied in London until I was, well, in Stamford Hill, kind of, until I was about 16. And then I went to yeshiva in the Chabad yeshiva in Hampstead Garden suburb. After that, I was in New York, in Brooklyn, at the Olah Torah, which is the Chabad yeshiva, the Lubavitch yeshiva in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. And following that, I was in Sydney, Australia, as a shliach, a bacher in yeshiva shliach. Following that, I did my smicha in Melbourne, Australia. And then I came to South Africa as a, originally, I came out of the chazan for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur at the Oxford Synagogue Center. I ended up staying there, kind of going backwards and forwards to New York. And here I am still today in South Africa as now the Chazan at the Sydenham Highlands North Hebrew Congregation.
So how long have you been living in Johannesburg?
I've been living here, I started coming out about 15 years ago as a single guy. And then I was going backwards and forwards, and I was first at Oxford School. I kept on leaving and going back to Brooklyn, and every time I got back to New York, I said, why am I here? And I got back on a plane and came back to South Africa, stayed here for a while and asked myself, why am I here? And as a single guy, it kept on, you know, anyways, I was at, following that, I was at Waverley School and then at the Claremont School in Cape Town after I got married, was there for a year. And then I've now been for 9 years nearly at Sydenham Highlands North.
Oh, okay.
15 years I've been coming out here for, that's probably about 14.95% years longer than I thought I would actually be here for.
And where did you get your love of chazanus and your training?
I grew up in a home. My father is a chazan. He doesn't really sing anymore very much as a chazan, but he used to freelance for the High Holy Days in London. I used to often go with him. And both of my zaydas, my father's father was a chazan as a professional chazan in Newcastle. I think it's Newcastle, not Newcastle. There's another place in England. I've forgotten. Sunderland. There we go. They don't sound similar at all, but as I said, I'm bad with names. So anyway, Sunderland. That was where my father's father was a chazan, and my mother's father was actually also a chazan there. He was actually a shliach, an emissary of the Rebbe. One of the early emissaries in Sunderland, also in Sunderland. So both of my zaydas were chazanim, and I grew up in a family steeped in music and in chazanut. And that's where I learned my early nusach and my early appreciation for it. I always remember lying in my bed at night and listening to my father rehearse with his choir for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I remember one time peeping in and seeing, to my surprise, that the choir master only had one leg. And he was able to conduct with one leg. It was a very interesting sight. It still stays with me in my head till today. As a little child, I just remember that one-legged choir master.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently, all of my choir masters since then have had all of their limbs. But that was just an interesting experience. So I got my love and appreciation of chazanut when I was a child. Yeah, growing up, grew up with it, you know, and all my brothers Chazanim, and not necessarily in shul, but they do Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. My family, all of us sing when we get together. It's always a wonderful thing when we sing, you know, all the old songs that we used to sing as children.
Gather that you have a choir in your shul.
I do have a choir. Yes, we have a choir that we sing every week, Friday night and Shabbat morning. Also on the Chagim and high holidays, we also do wedding services, which I'm actually, after this interview, on my way to perform at a wedding service.
Uh-huh.
And I follow great predecessors at the shul. You know, my immediate predecessor was Chazan Cantor Oshi Tugendhat, who made the Sydenham Choir world famous. They went on tour many times.
Yes.
Toured all over the world. I know they were in New York and in Montreal, even in Las Vegas. So I came to a shul and to an existing choir that had quite a name and quite a, you know, after having been touring around the world, these guys. So, yes, we do have a choir. We have a wonderful choir, a world-class choir. I like to think that we have a world-class service on an average Shabbos, and I try to carry on and do my best to continue with that tradition.
Is that related to the Johannesburg Jewish Male Choir? Or is that different?
Jewish Male Choir. Yeah, it's a different organization.
Well, I am envious of the fact that in Johannesburg you have these choirs, because I rue the idea. I'm a great fan of choirs, and I think that they enhance the whole service. And I also believe that they are training grounds for future chazanim, and it's just a shame that here in the States we have a few, you know, very few really excellent choirs. The Hampton Choir is fantastic, but they're rare. It's a rarity. The situation in Johannesburg or in South Africa, we hear all different reports about the dwindling Jewish community there.
It is definitely a dwindling Jewish community here. Over the years, I think even more than half of the Jews that initially lived here emigrated from South Africa. It is still definitely dwindling, but on the other hand, it's a very, very strong community.
Uh-huh.
It's very strong. It's very unified. There's only actually one Beth Din here, believe it or not, and everybody subscribes to the same Beth Din.
Uh-huh.
And there's different levels of kashrut. There's actually only two levels of kashrut. I won't go into detail of that, the politics behind that. But what I can say is that even that both. If you came to South Africa, you can only get glatt kosher meat.
Interesting.
It's all Mahadrin. So it's kind of it's been united in a way that everybody can kind of sort of work under this one umbrella, Beth Din, and Chabad. To show you how strong the unity is over here, even Chabad subscribes to the same Beth Din. So I mean, that must be something. And I'm a Chabadnik myself. Uh-huh. Well, you know, so. And I'm acknowledging those those things. I mean, it is a very, very strong community here.
Now, you are fortunate in having this Sunday afternoon 4 o'clock hour of Chazonis, which is done live by Isaac Resnick.
Yes, Mr. Isaac Resnick. He is a I'm not sure if I'm going to say the word correctly, stulert or starlet or stulert, like a real strong Chazonis supporter and fan. And every week at 4 o'clock, he has a program on the Jewish radio station here called Chai FM, and he presents all different Chazonim, from the contemporary to the older Chazonim and to the ones of the Golden Age. And he, in fact, told me that he was there. There was a convention of Chazonim. I think there's a picture of it with Moshe Kuzovitsky sitting there in America.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming it's a famous picture, or maybe there were many of them.
No, it's a famous one, yes. yes.
Famous one, yeah. And he told me that he was there at the time.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's wonderful to have someone like him in our community who's still strongly promoting the Chazanut and giving everybody the opportunity to listen to something that
yes.
Is not often getting very much airplay.
Well, we are kindred spirits, and he and I have been in touch with one another, actually. He's interviewed mm-hmm. me, and I've interviewed him, and it's just a pleasure to know that he's doing such a wonderful job there. And
yeah.
There's nothing like live. I did live radio for many, many years, and the internet certainly has a different ability, if you will, because I know that I get a printout that there are 35 different countries tuning into my internet program. But if I was doing it live, it would be just you know, on a local basis. But there's still nothing like live radio. Our first selection that that you've chosen is Ritzeh. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this recording?
Yes, actually, I'm kind of working on a project now, and. We haven't really gone into detail of discussion about, you know, Chazanut in general and what one thinks of it and that sort of thing. But I am of the opinion that the reality is that Chazanut has changed in shuls today. Chazanut, I'm referring to the genre, which basically simply means the definition being a Chazan, somebody who's leading the musical service in the synagogue. So, the Chazanut of old, or should we define as the classical style of Chazanut, is definitely dwindling in South Africa as well as everywhere else. And I attribute that to the different styles that people are appreciating now in music. You know, I'd say that somebody the whole week can be listening to the radio and maybe listening to jazz music or soul music or blues or any kind of style of music, or whether it's other Jewish Hasidic music. And when they come to shul on a Friday night, the last thing in their heads or their minds is to sit and listen to a chazan singing Hashkiveinu. And that's, you know, I mean, maybe I was born a little bit too late. I could have been born maybe in the previous generation, but that's the reality. So I'm on a search to try to find the kind of music that would be relative to today. And a lot of the stuff that's done is everybody's taking songs, tunes that were composed to different words and putting them into words of the davening. That's a whole long conversation, but suffice to say that I'm on this sort of road searching for that kind of sound, let's
uh-huh.
say. And I've started off, in order for me to part of my journeys, I've started off recording this disc of purely classical chazanut. Some people might call it heavy chazanut. And in the middle of the album, I've put a couple of lighter pieces, like a song of Me'al Pisgat Yerushalayim and another
mm-hmm.
one, just to give a bit of, I won't call it comic relief, I hope it's not funny, but I mean,
right.
just to give a little bit of mm-hmm. Lighter stuff going on the recording. So I've begun by putting together this album, which I recorded a couple of months ago with just piano accompaniment by Dr. Jeannie Zeidel Rudolph, who is a professor of music at the Wits University over here, also a Frum Chabad lady, and she actually rewrote the South African national anthem. The one that we hear today is her arrangement.
Wow.
And so she's my accompanist on piano. And it was, you know how it is, when you sing just yourself, your voice and piano, you're completely exposed. You know, for Pavarotti and these opera singers, the most difficult things that they say, the most difficult performance is a recital, when it's just you and the piano. There's nothing else to cover over your mistakes
right.
and your vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
So this was the medium that we chose to do as for this project. And two of the songs I'm accompanied by the Sydenham Choir. And what I just want to say before I just get to the actual selection itself is to point out that I plan to put out another album, and as I do these albums, each one will get progressively more modern.
Okay.
And so this one was my first one, which is classical. The next one, we will try to find Chazanut, but that has more of a modern slant and more modern. And hopefully by the time it's over, not the project, it won't be over, but by the time gets to a certain stage down the line, we would have found something that maybe find some kind of answer to the question that we're all asking today. But the selection, that the first one is the Ritzei, a composition by the great Chazan and composer Moshe Ganshoff, cantor Moshe Ganshoff. And I love this piece. I think this is one of the greatest Chazan compositions. It just has all the elements. It's got lyrical passages. It's got high notes. It's got moments where you need to create dynamics in order to give it the effect that the composer intended. And it's got a wonderful part of the fact is that because it's in the Musaf service, I get to sing it once in a while in shul.
Uh-huh.
So it's got all of those things. I really love this piece. And the specific arrangement that we have over here, my choir is singing the arrangement of Dr. Mordechai Sobel.
Uh-huh.
And that arrangement together with the composition is, for me, makes this piece very, very special for me. So it is Ritzei, Hashem Elokeinu, from the Musaf service of every day, actually. And it's also, my choir is conducted by Sidon Choir Shul Choir's new choir master, Daniel Tucker. I'm just going to turn off my Skype, which rings. You know, everything is so connected over here, you don't know what's going to ring when and where. So I turned everything off, but that rang.
Okay.
So, let's say from Moshe Ganshoff.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Ritzeh was such a wonderful recording, and let's see, what do we have next coming up? It's a Sunrise Sunset.
Yeah, Sunrise Sunset from the famous movie, and this was actually, somebody recorded it in the audience. It was sung at the annual Sydenham Shul Bat Mitzvah service, where all the bat mitzvah girls of the whole year, it's usually done on a Sunday afternoon, they have like a special service in the shul where they read a prepared some prepared words, and the choir and chazan, we do musical interludes in the context of the actual, in the context of the of what they're delivering. And one of the songs was Sunrise Sunset. And that is, as I said, was recorded by somebody who's sitting in the audience. So excuse the quality, please, of the actual recording.
Okay, it's certainly a wonderful from Fiddler. Okay, let's hear Sunrise Sunset.
Lost, serving even as their sweet wine and break the glass. Soon their full circle will have come to pass. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the day.
Okay, so that was done at a bat mitzvah gathering, is it?
Yeah, a bat mitzvah. We have an annual bat mitzvah service in the shul usually on a Sunday during the week for the bat mitzvah girls of that year who are having the bat mitzvah at the Sydenham shul.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
How many members are in the shul?
I'm not exactly sure, but I think there's close to 600 families.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's certainly a famous a shul famous for its history with Kazanis.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Sydenham Shul is sort of known internationally for its music. I think that... a long time ago, Binyamin Muller was a chazan here many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I think that Chaim Eliezer Herzstück, I think, was once a chazan here. And we had Ari Klein.
Yes.
He was here for a while. He was uh-huh. he kind of really revolutionized the sort of the musical style. Interestingly enough, Ari was doing what a lot of chazanim are doing today. He was doing a long time ago. But he was kind of a bit early in doing it. He was a little bit before his time. He was already, he was at the same time of being able to sing classical chazanut, he was also singing modern stuff.
Yes, yes.
And it actually went down in Sydenham Shul in South Africa, Johannesburg, amazingly well. And he was here, and then, as I said, Ossie Tugendhat was here for many years, and he created the show called Celebration, which they took around the world, and one of the most beautiful things that we sing at Sydenham Shul is the Hallel service.
Uh-huh.
Every Yom Tov, after the heavy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and you have Sukkot, and we have this beautiful Hallel which is full of melodic and lyrical songs, and it's in fact I one can even hear the recording of Ashi doing the Hallel together with the Sydenham Choir many years ago. So yes, it is very well known for its music, and we continue to strive to keep that standard up.
The next selection is one of my favorites, Shomea Kol Bichios. I'm a big fan of Malofsky, and I'm glad you're including it.
Yes, Shomea Kol Bichios from Cantor Malofsky. What can I say about this piece of music? I feel when I'm talking about these great pieces of music composed by these composers, it's hard for me to sort of even articulate my feeling towards them. Shomea Kol Bichios, a song, a piece composed about tears, about Hashem listening and holding on to our tears, putting them away for credit. It's a song about crying, and by the time we get to this part of Yom Kippur, I'm assuming it was intentionally created this way by the rabbis of old, the Sanhedrin. We've not eaten for 24 hours or drank anything, and we're getting to the closing parts of Me'ilah, and we're vulnerable. We're open. Our hearts are open, And then we sing, we say the words from there called Diffius and Ila, and then Malofsky comes along with this music that takes the words and cries. It's not just that the music gives expression to the meaning of the words. That happens in many pieces of music in great compositions, and should I say in good compositions. But here, the music itself is crying. The notes are crying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the piece of music Shomer Kol Dichyos, and it's an opportunity for a chazan to you know, I'm singing for the last who knows how long without any music, without any food and drink, and also the body's weak, and it's a time to cry. And this is again one of the greatest cantorial compositions in my opinion.
Okay, Shomer Kol Dichyos.
יהי רצוי מלפניך, מלפניך. יהי רצוי מלפניך, שוי מיה כל בחיוס, שוי מיה כל בחיוס, שוי מיה.
Bravo.
thank you very much.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We have two more selections. We're coming up to Avas Olam. Is that with a choir?
No, Avas Olam is actually a Shlomo Carlbach composition. It's a recording that was recorded. This song was recorded, I think, about when I first came out to South Africa. We had a concert at the Oxford Shul, so I'm talking about 14 years ago, and this is from that concert. And the reason why I included it is because, as I said, styles have changed. And in my approach to the music in shul nowadays is very much a mixture of the classical versus contemporary. I try to encourage in people to participate in the singing when they enjoy it. And there's also moments where it calls for chazanut. For example, a very simple example would be kol nidre. I'm not sure yet. Maybe somebody has put kol nidre to a Carlbach song.
So no.
But there are moments still where there's time for classical stuff. And I actually very strongly believe that if chazanim today, or Baalei Tefillah, approached their service cleverly and created a general feeling of inclusivity and participation and light-heartedness towards the service, there is still place to put classical pieces in certain times and certain places if the approach to the service is correct. Anyway, so this is a very light song. It's a Carlbach song. I'm a great, I enjoy Shlomo Carlbach music. Whether or not it should be sung to every single prayer, every single day of the week, I'm not so sure about that.
There's a lot of arguments about that, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I as I say, it's got its place. It's got its place just like everything else does. It really does have, and it has a great place and a prominent place in today's music and in shul. But everything in moderation, as they say, the same way that classical needs to be in moderation. Look, I'm not going to lecture any chazanim. Everybody must do what they feel is correct. I can only talk about my own style. And I definitely do include his music, but in certain places, in certain times, in moderation, as I say. And I'm a big fan. I grew up loving it, loving his music.
Right.
You know.
Okay, so this is Ahavat Olam.
Get out.
Well, that was certainly a different beat.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Carl Bach. Of course, I always announce that when I first discovered Jewish music, it was Carl Bach, Benzion Schenker, Avram Fried, and Mordechai Ben David from the non-Chazonis Chassidish, if you will, music that was that captivated me, and I'm certainly a big fan of Shlomo.
Yeah, he actually had quite a big following here in South Africa. He had a lot of the people who helped set up his moshav. I don't remember the name of it. As I said, I'm bad at names. A lot of them were South Africans. It's interesting.
Right? Uh-huh. So I understand that after this interview, you're going to a wedding, and our last selection is Asher Bora.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. It is taken again. Please excuse the quality or the lack of it of this recording. It was recorded at a Sydenham Shul Chuppah service. This is the last of the Sheva Brachot, which is the Asher Bara, and this is kind of how it is performed at the Sydenham Shul. When somebody has a wedding at the shul, we still have a full choir and accompanist. Actually, that happens every chuppah in Sydenham, and also in Johannesburg in South Africa. Most Jewish weddings will have some sort of chazan and choir. There's some younger groups that have started off doing more contemporary singing at the chuppah, but I haven't seen one Jewish chuppah over here that doesn't have like a chazan and a choir accompanied. And it's a very beautiful thing. It's a very momentous occasion for a couple, only once in a lifetime, sometimes maybe once or twice, or
uh-huh.
Three or four times in a lifetime, but hopefully once in a lifetime.
Right.
And it adds so much to it. So this is how we do it at Sydenham Shul.
Okay.
Oh,
Oh, man. Well, that sounds like a full choir accompanying you.
Yeah, it is. We have when the full choir is there, we have 18 choristers.
They come to the weddings?
Yeah, they come. Well, not all 18 will come to the weddings, but we usually have at least between 12 and 13. Well, not, I can have between 12 and 13. We have 12 or 13 usually at a wedding. Yeah.
Wow. So, that's great. Well, Yudi Cohn, thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts and your music with my audience. I know if anyone wants to reach Yudi, just email me and I'll give you his email address. It's a little complicated to give over the over the air.
That's great, that's fine.
I understand you may be visiting here in the States in the near future.
Yes. I will be there. We come to visit family once in a while. We should be there in December. I have a concert in L.A. My brother Shmuley, he's a chazan there. I'm not sure at what name of the shul it is, but he is a chazan.
Uh-huh.
But he is a chazan. He's putting on, he's organizing a concert that will consist of all the five brothers. So my brother Shmuley, my brother Sam, as he's known, myself, my oldest brother, my two youngest brothers. So it's going to be a concert featuring the five Cohen brothers.
Wow.
We intend to get over all of our arguments before we get on the stage, we hope. And so that will be, that's in the beginning of January. So, yeah, I mean, I look forward to coming back to visit my my friends and my family and get a good old deli sandwich in Brooklyn.
Right.
That we can't get over here in
right.
Africa. Yeah.
And I thank our friend, Mendy Solomon, who arranged for me to be in touch with you.
Yes, thanks. I thank Mendy very much also. Yeah, he's a wonderful friend of mine. And I always love chatting with Mendy. He loves, he's a big lover of music. He's got a beautiful voice himself as well.
Right.
And we always love to have a good chat about that. So I thank him. And I thank you. Thank you, Charlie, very much for talking to me and for playing my music. And may Hashem keep you strong and healthy to carry on this wonderful work for many. Happy and healthy years.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. And I look forward to meeting with you when you're here in the States. Okay, so that was an interview from just a couple of days ago with Yudi Cohn, and I think we have time. Let me just play one more selection from his album. This is Shomer Yisrael, Cantor Yudi Cohn. Judy Cohn, and this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of the interview with Cantor Judy. And you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Stay tuned for more Chazonis. Shalom, everyone.